Nolte, Joe Biden has mini meltdown as Bernie Sanders surges to first place. By John Nolte on January 29, 2020. Now that Bernie Sanders is surging into first place, former Vice President Joe Biden is having a mini meltdown. Hey, I'm not judging, okay? If you was getting your ass kicked in front of the whole wide world by a 978-year-old Stalinist with a bad ticker, who wouldn't lose their composure? If you and your family were so corrupt that even a fake news outlet like the far-left Politico started to look into the corruption, who wouldn't be a little rattled? It's all slipping away from Biden at the worst possible time. The Iowa caucus is less than a week away. New Hampshire votes in less than 2 weeks. Nevada is in less than a month. And according to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Sanders is ahead in the first two and surging at the exact right time in the third. Right now Biden holds a solid lead in South Carolina, the fourth primary, but that's a month and three potential losses away. This, Biden's third attempt at becoming president, was supposed to be a walk in the park, and now it's looking like it could be his worst humiliation of all. Worse than in 1988 when he was forced to drop out after being caught plagiarizing his speeches. Anyway, in just the last couple of days, we have witnessed Slow Joe's mini meltdown. In no particular order. Here's Burisma Biden admitting his vice president pick had better be capable of being president, because I'm an old guy, no I'm serious. Here's Panda Bear Joe suggesting he might choose Michelle Obama for vice president and Barack Obama to serve on the Supreme Court. Here's Hunter's dad physically pushing an Iowa man and telling him go vote for someone else. Here's the Biden campaign whining about social media, begging Biden supporters to defend the old man on social media. Joe Biden's campaign is urging its active social media supporters to get online and defend the Democratic presidential candidate against what it sees as increasingly aggressive attacks from the surging Bernie Sanders camp. With less than a week before the Iowa caucuses, the Biden campaign expressed concern on a call to its supporters that Sanders' people were getting ugly and it had to step up its game defending the vice president. The message was confirmed by campaign National Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow. What's especially notable about this specific act of desperation is a candidate with a real base of support should not have to ask supporters to defend him on social media, should not have to beg for this kind of energy. And to beg publicly, to admit to such a weakness publicly, it tells you just how worried they are. Biden is getting whipped on social media because even those who say they're going to vote for him have no passion for him. What's more, the fact that this two-time presidential loser is even in contention only reveals how awful the rest of the Democrat field is. Joe is too corrupt, too old, too enfeebled, too senile and too yesterday. And when the pressure is on, he melts down like a little girl who just had her pigtails pulled. Presidential material he is not. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.